Hello, everybody, and welcome to Breakdown, where we talk about the business of the video game industry. I'm your host, Corbin, and on today's episode, I want to talk about my thoughts on Live Alive, the most recently published game by Nintendo, and what I think of it and my recommendation for it. So let's get started. So first off, I want to clarify that I have not yet beaten Live Alive. I'm about 12 hours in at this point, which is, from what I've heard, about halfway through the game. It takes about 20 to 30 hours to beat. And I just want to talk about my thoughts on it, what I'm thinking so far, and would I recommend it or not. But before I get into that, I want to talk about the history of this game first. Now, this was a game that was originally released in 1994 for the Super Famicom. And the reason I'm saying Super Famicom and not Super Nintendo, as most of us over here in the West know it as, is that it never came over here. And that's why this remake is something that's so important and cool. It just never came over. It was always region locked in Japan. But really impressive thing about this game is that 2D HD art style. And of course, Square Enix has used this art style for Octopath Traveler. And of course, now Live Alive. And they also use it for Triangle Strategy, I think. But that's besides the point. It looks really nice and is really beautiful all the way around. From what I've played so far, the music is great. Occasionally gets a bit too repetitive, which with one of these story scenarios, Imperial China, only having like 3 tracks in total, and that took me about 3-ish hours to beat. So yeah, it's not always the most consistent thing and best sounding, but it normally is amazing. Now the thing about Live Alive, weird name, it gets me mixed up, but that's besides the point too. The interesting thing about this game is that it has 7 different characters, main characters, and 7 different scenarios throughout history. And the main really cool thing about it is that all of these scenarios are supposed to come together in some way. I have not beaten the game yet. Like I said, I'm about 12 hours in. And I plan to do another one of these, like, 4 reviews once I'm done with it, but of course I'm not there yet. But these 7 areas of history are all very interesting. You've got the prehistory, of course, which I've fully played and beaten that one. That was the 3rd one I played. And where you've got a character who just has a good sense of smell, and it's the most, like, traditional, like, go through, beat up bad guys, and do some stuff that I've done yet. It's, like, a true sort of RPG in the way. Next, you have the Twilight of Edo Japan, which has a ninja doing ninja stuff. I have not played that one yet. It was available in the demo that Nintendo released a little while ago, but I didn't really play the demo, so I didn't have an experience that one yet. That's the next one I'm going to be playing, is my 6th run through. And then you have Imperial China, which was the 1st one I played, and that was very fun. It's about a master trying to pick some disciples and go on through the next era, and before he passes away, he wants to teach his art to some people, and that's the whole point of that one. So you've got that, of course, and then the next one would be the Wild West. The Wild West was the 2nd one I played, and was probably my favorite one I've played so far. It's just all of your Wild West themes, and I enjoy that a certain amount, so it was just really fun. You've got your main character, who is sort of a silent protagonist in a way, but they use a gun to fight, and I'll get to the fighting system here in a few minutes, but yeah. So, as to one I've really enjoyed the most so far, after that you have the Present Day, which was the most recent, or the 5th one I've played, and the Present Day is all about a martial artist trying to hone his skill. To be honest, it's been my least favorite, number one, because you can beat it in about 10 minutes if you're good enough. And not really a whole lot to note, you're just a martial artist trying to beat everyone and become the best fighter. Then the next one is the Near Future, and it is pretty much near future where we've all got psychokinetic powers in a way, and the main character can read minds, and there's a whole thing there with him. So far it's been the longest one I've had to run through. It took me about 3.5 to 4 hours to beat. And at the end there, it sort of just got very repetitive on what I was doing. But it's fine. It was... I'm not going to say that all of these have been bad so far. And they all have not been. Just some have been more interesting than others. And the beginning of the near future one, I was really enjoying. But by the end, not so much. And then you have the far future, which was the other one that was available in the demo. But I did not play it either. Because, like I said, what I played of the demo was an hour of the Imperial China storyline. And that was that. So, pretty much, that's the game. That's, like, you've got these time periods in history, and you're traveling around and doing stuff there. But the most interesting part of it, to me, is the battle system. The music, the graphics are beautiful, but the battle system is, in my opinion, the second biggest part of a video game. You've got gameplay, battle system, or... I guess I would go with gameplay... But really, it's just like the gameplay as a whole, battle system, story, and then soundtrack. And I love a good story, but if the gameplay's terribly, I'm not really going to sit through that story. So, the main thing about this battle system is it is a grid-based battle system in which you've got something like a 5x9 cube or something like that. Maybe a bit bigger, maybe a bit smaller. I don't think it's smaller than that. But pretty much the thing about it is... that every person you play as, and you've of course got teammates in this game that run through it with you and all that, but it's all very interesting for the fact of all of the time periods play differently. In the Wild West, you obviously have guns, right? So everything is a directional based attack based on shooting bullets at other people, right? In the prehistory one, you're pretty much just doing things that are very primitive. You're making sparks of fire, you're just hitting people with a bone club, right? Or you're throwing your poop at another person. Yeah, that happened. And like all of these scenarios have different ways to battle. The Imperial China one is very much about martial artist moves and like just taking them down with like that close combat. The most close combat oriented one is really the present day one, because you're literally a fighter doing your thing in there. And the near future was really just a mess of mech wars and giant AoE attacks, pretty much. but it's all been very fun, and the thing about this battle system is that above every character's head, you have two bars. You have your health bar, and you have, like, a charge bar. Now, this, what I'm calling the charge bar, is pretty much a bar that fills up as you, your player character, and your ally characters move around and do their thing. So, the way it works is that if some characters have a higher speed than others, this bar fills up slower for the enemies. And the attacks often cost more than movement does. So you can move and attack with one character and be able to not get hit, but you may, with another one, you fill up this charge bar, which gives the enemies a turn. And you have this turn bar too. Of course, it's more put in your favor as a player character, and the enemies are normally overpowering, but that's just how it works. So... really, it's a very interesting battle system. I know I did a terrible job explaining it, but if you want to see more about it, just look it up yourself. It's not hard to find. But really, that's the most I have to say about Live Alive, or Live Alive, because in the end, it's very good. I've not beaten the game, like I said, I'm about 12 hours in. I've beat 5 of the 7 stories in it. So yeah, that's really all I have for this episode of Breakdown. Yeah, it's a very good game, very interesting battle system, which I somewhat enjoy. Sometimes it can get very repetitive. It's almost like if you were to mix XCOM and, like, I don't know, like an... it's like a JRPG that isn't a JRPG, because normally JRPGs are just, like, turn-based battles. This is, like, turn-based action, in a way. Where you're not standing still the entire time, you can move around, but not to the extent that, like, a Paper Mario or Octopath Traveler is one of these 2D, HD 2D games made by Square. So it's just all very interesting in the end, and yeah. Again, that's it for this episode of Breakdown. Let's see if I can say that a third time in this episode. But yeah, Play Live Alive, very good. I'm not done with it yet. I will have a full sort of spoiler review whenever I actually beat the game, which who knows how long that's going to be. Digimon Survive is coming out here in a few days, so I may be playing that instead of beating this. But yeah, very good game, and that's all I've got. Play Live Alive. I'll see you guys next time.